Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Dr. Bob Rutolo, his friends and family. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, what are you noticing? That's the $64,000 question today. Dr. Bob Rutolo has a dire warning for one and all. This quote by Supreme Fascist Mussolini says it best. If you pluck one feather at a time, people don't notice. His analogy spoke to the fact that a leader might consolidate power feather by feather, and before you know it, you have that scariest of ball chickens, fascism, Wake up, America. Time to show up, stand up, and speak up for democracy. If not, you will have an outrageous, authoritarian dictator at the helm. Get out and vote for democratic leaders, or you will sacrifice your freedom and lose everything we love and value dearly in our great country. Welcome to the show, our great friend and leader, Dr. Bob Rutolo.
Thank you, Joyce. Thanks so much for that wonderful introduction. It really is a wake-up call for all of us. This is the time, fortunately, we have an opportunity to exercise our freedom and our democracy, and everyone has to get out and vote. In my earlier conversations with you, you've already voted, I've already voted, and we've done our due diligence and our homework. I just want all your audience out there to do the same. We need to be able to come out in masses at all stages, all ages, get out there and vote. Use your democracy.
And tell someone else to vote. Pay it forward. Just don't have your vote count. Tell someone you have to vote. Support someone that might not otherwise do that, and tell them, please go and you support someone to vote. Someone that if you're in doubt about, or perhaps it's a senior that you need to offer a ride to get to the polls. Whatever it takes, every vote has to count. Every vote has to make a difference.
And I just want to support you, said Joyce, in the sense that in our conversations over the next few days, speak to your friends, speak to your family, speak to everybody to encourage them if they haven't, because many of them might say it's no use. It doesn't count. I'm just a feather, as we use for the metaphor, a feather on that chicken. Well, every feather counts, as we know. So please, I encourage everybody out there to get themselves out there to vote, and to get their friends and colleagues, young and old alike, let's get out there and vote. This is the time that we need to.
You know, I've been following the elections very carefully as they're coming in little by little, the polls that are coming in. And mm-hmm. I am so scared. I am so beside myself. I am so shocked, given this administration that's been in office this long, and people are not getting it. It's stunning to me, the feathers, one at a time, that they're not seeing that we have the scariest of presidents, outrageous words and actions, illicit, outlandish defensive, or an equally complicity of silence by our folks. That's what scares me the most. The collective shrug of most Americans is in so many ways the most disturbing, as they are supporting a scary normalization of each of fascism's feathers.
Very true, Joyce. And as you know, and I think most of us have done tremendous amount of inquiry of why this is going on and what's happening. I think I've never read so much in the last 6 months than I've had recently with regards to our whole political process, with regards to the people who are in power. And I think this is really, really a critical time in our democracy. And I look at our presidency, and although to me it's extremely discouraging, disheartening, all the words you can say with regards to that office and how their office is being used, I still say to all our listeners out there that it is a distraction. It is a lightning rod. It is a disruptor. And we have to ask ourselves, how did it happen? And what's happening? Because when I look at the issues and challenges that we have in our political process, in our system, and over the several years, our democracy is slowly deteriorating. And so, and I took a look at the most recent read I had, and I know that some people will say, "Oh my goodness, Bob Woodford's Fear." To me, it's a good documentary on what's happening day to day in the White House. Whether it is completely accurate or not, I don't care from the point of accuracy. I'm not looking at it. I'm looking at trends. I'm looking at themes. I'm looking at threads rather than the words and whether they're accurate or not. And I have listened enough to be able to clarify what is accurate and what isn't. But when I look at the number of people that have gone through the administration, and you look at the names, you look at the what's happening there in the sense of a dysfunctional administration, it is horrid. So these are just some of the reasons why I think we need to, you know, be cognizant of what's happening.
Why don't the people get it? Why is his base so huge? That's the scary part. They're not getting it. They are not getting it. That base, those rallies, women with signs, women for Trump. Look how he talks about women. Look at the name calling. Look at the bullying. And the women with posters, women. I don't get it. As a woman, I don't get it.
Well, I think really basically, I don't think the base is that large, really. I think basically is that Trump knows how to use the media. He knows how to get attention. Even with his tweets, he says that's the only way I can get out to everybody. So he has found a way, and he's a master, and has a craven need and desire to be. I mean, I've never seen a president so much in the news, so to speak, or in my face, in all the history. I mean, of presidents. I mean, so So I think really, when I think about what's happening and what's happening to us, because, and then I look at our political process. Okay, we're coming up to an election, and when I put on the TV or the radio, it drives me crazy, because I am listening to these paid ads. Paid ads, millions and millions of dollars going to our dysfunctional political process. And the blasphemy of what is being said in these ads towards each party. I mean, this is a dysfunctional system, okay? I mean, so this is what's this and he plays the system. In other words, he knows how to do it really extremely well, and the news craves to be able to put him out there. So he's such an egocentric person that it just magnifies what's happening. So these are some of the concerns that I have. That really, in my own mind, what happens is it shuts people off. It turns us down. I mean, most people don't listen to the news anymore, don't read the newspaper, so on and so forth. Or some of them are just so caught up with a particular station, it's continuously. It's not an educated or informed populace, is what I'm saying, Joyce.
But it's so scary that people are asleep. When are they going to wake up? When we're living in a world that's run by an egomaniac, a child. Egocentric, like you said, he's good at it. He's a master at doing everything that's attracting people that are otherwise normal and somewhat intelligent. It's stunning when we look at anyone in our family or friends that don't get it, that just don't get it. I'm incredulous about it all.
Yeah, well, I understand. I'm with you 100%, and this is why I'm saying that, and I'm so pleased that we have this program today, just to wake up people to the sense of our social responsibility in this free world and where we are today, that we have a civic and social responsibility to be able to be informed, to be able to take be involved in the process. And I ask people, I say, listen, you know. Do some self-reflection. You know, all we have to do, and I don't care what our belief base is, most of us, if not all of us, have some ethic and moral foundation that we've been brought up in, and that we know that it is helpful to be able to be ethical and moral. We know that our society is changing dramatically. And that we need to be able to make certain adjustments. We're being challenged here with regards to our basic beliefs. When we look at what's happening in the political process. Joyce, I list the issues that we have to be addressed, and I'm asking what has transpired over the last 12, 18 months and 2 years, whatever it is. And we haven't done anything with regards to effective immigration. But immigration isn't closing borders down. If we look at what's happening across the world, there's mass migrations. There are, I mean, all across Europe, we've had difficulty, they've had difficulty with immigration. So it's not just our country, you know, that's dealing with this massive change. We have had shifts in our political systems across the world. Democracies are slowly being eaten away. Autocracies are on the rise. What is that saying about human rights and about our own basic beliefs in this country with regards to equality and freedom? It's being deteriorated. So I think we as a nation are divided within ourselves. The basic beliefs of this country in the sense of being a place where people with diverse beliefs can come together and live in harmony. How can you live in harmony when the administration is divisive, when it has no regard for diversity or for the various freedoms that we stand up for as a nation? So I think we're really our belief system. I mean, you know, whether you're on the left or the right, I don't know what our belief system out there, but I ask people to go back to the right, their spiritual writings and belief system. This weekend, I was brought to my attention, and I'm not saying this for anybody to take it, but, you know, I look at our Christian right that are supporting the president. How can they go to their own scriptures, Colossians, and read Colossians with regards to what we are supposed to be as people? You know,
I think their number one, I researched this a bit too, their number one issue is they are so anti-abortion. They're so anti the women's right to choose that they're willing to settle for anything else, anything. Trump and his supporters in and out of elected office show a terrifying willingness to not only tolerate but also adopt and promote each step toward fascism. His voters and allies turn their backs on widely accepted standards of decency. They ignored or cheered his juvenile mocking of a man with disabilities, his racist dog whistles, outright racism, embarrassing birtherism, sexually assaulting women, his bragging about sexually assaulting women. So, Bob, you are so correct. They are not only, they are even people that we respect that you would think would know better are willing to sacrifice everything because they don't want women to have the right to choose what's going to go on with their own body.
I agree, and I'm not taking a position. I have a position now, but what I'm saying in that regard is that don't let one issue take precedent over our humanness, our humanity, our the basic characteristics that one has to have in a society to live collectively. It's outrageous. It's outrageous, you know. It's unbelievable. So I mentioned some of the issues that have concerned me that are not getting the attention, and you know, look at our you know, there isn't, and this concerns me with regards to our current administration, is that there is no cohesive vision or direction. There's no value or belief system that we can unify around. It's all divisive. It's all to create chaos. There's no and anything that does bring us together is extremism and has one faction against the other. So we have a divisive political system right now where we have a two-party system that can't communicate with each other. And all we've done now is put in the administration rather than an administration that can harmonize or compromise or communicate collectively, we put in an administration that's even more divisive than the parties. So it's a fractured system. As in our last broadcast, when I had an opportunity to be with you and your audience, I told you I'd came back from a trip abroad, and I was so discouraged with regards to the image and the concern that other nations and other peoples on the street are concerned about who we are, what we represent, and what's happening with our place in the world. That's got to make people discouraged. Got to.
And folks, if you go to our website, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, and in the search bar put Dr. Bob Rutolo, Rutolo, all his extraordinary shows will turn up. The last show we did was on October 3, Nightmares and Daymares, the reflection on our current republic, where do we go from here? So I want to suggest that you start with that show on October 3rd, and by going to the search bar on our homepage, looking up Dr. Bar Rutolo, you'll also see his other extraordinary shows.
Thank you, Joyce. I've really enjoyed our partnership and our ability to kind of share our views with your audience, and hopefully they find them stimulating from the point of view of thinking. I really, you know, my concern about us as a populace is that we really have to use our thinking ability to approach what is happening today. And to really think through and reflect on our belief system, on our courage of wanting to be better people, and how we bring this country together. We have so many issues and challenges that we need to address, and we need to expect our politicians who are representing us to be able to do that. And I must say, over the last several decades, our political system has changed significantly from the point of view of what it is to be a politician represented. Washington has developed almost a wall around it. At least the last three or four administrations have, and we come to the electorate to the time to vote in a new party, and all the candidates talk about dealing with Washington. We are Washington. You know, there are certain dynamics that have taken place in Washington that have changed over the last few decades. An example has been two or three decades ago, politicians used to bring their families to Washington, live in the community there of Washington, and intermingle. They used to intermingle, and therefore Democrats and Republicans socialized together. And today that doesn't happen. Today, with the transportation and communication the way it is, our officials don't live in Washington. They fly in and fly out. They're in their own little pockets. And so little dynamics like that, you know, that have changed the way that we communicate and relate to each other. And I think we need to learn how to live in this modern world and how to be able to think through our ideals and work these through at all levels. So back to you, Joyce.
Well, there is no Republican Party anymore. It's Democrats and Trumpets, I call them, the Trumpsters. The Democratic Party are just there to pardon me for saying it, ass kiss and bow down to the supreme dictator Donald Trump. They have sacrificed their integrity. They have sacrificed their souls. They just go along with everything he says and does. There are no more Republicans. They're the Trump base and Democrats. And if you vote for him, you're not voting for a party. You know, the whole thing is divide and conquer, and that's what he loves the divisiveness. He loves when people are upset with each other. He relishes all of that. So show me where there's an honest Republican. My favorite example, my all-time favorite, Ted Cruz, Lion Ted. He admonished his wife. He talked about her looks. He said his father had something to do with the Kennedy assassination. And now he's running around, putting his arms around Ted. Ted putting his arms around him. Why? Because he's supporting Ted. So because of that support, Ted Cruz sacrificed everything. I would give everything to see him lose the election to Beto O'Rourke in Texas, the Senate race. I would give anything. It is beyond imagination that even the wife, having been insulted like that, doesn't say to her husband, choose him or me. The way he spoke about me, how could you be his ally? But all that matters is retaining the seat at all costs.
Very true, very true. I mean, unfortunately, we do have their politicians, are full-time politicians. That's where their revenue comes from, their economic stream comes from, their wealth comes from, is from being politicians and playing the back rooms. And that is really discouraging with regards to what's happening. I know that with regards to younger people today, many of them have not chosen to become involved in politics because of the lifestyle and the choices that these people have to make. So we really have to look at how our systems are attracting and what they're attracting. And right now, over the last many, many years, and it's never been a beautiful place to be. I mean, you know, you go back in the history of politics, and politics is, you know, in many instances down and dirty. But I tell you what has made people rise up, basically, is when you can see people functioning together and working out differences, and we don't see that right now. All the parties, the two parties, have really unfortunately dissolved amongst themselves within their own leadership, and that's why I have said over and over again in our programs together, Joyce, is that although we have an individual in office there that doesn't represent our belief system as a country, our values as a country, doesn't provide the leadership that we need, it's there because our system has enabled that to happen. And really, it reflects, the person there reflects the system. Let me tell you why. I went ahead and kind of in my own mind did a description of who this present incumbent in the White House reflects from the point of view of values and behavior. First of all, they value power and control at all costs. Dominance at all costs. This is why the association connected with and the concern about moving our whole process from democracy to autocracy. Very transactional oriented, has no vision, collective unifying vision around core values and beliefs. They don't exist from the point of view of what our country is. Very egocentric, okay? Very confrontational, very degrading. These are the behaviors that our country reflects in the world. This is the persona that we as a nation are creating for ourselves. Look at the person as representing the office and the country, because that's what it is. And so that concerns me that we allowed, that the body has allowed the head to create such a monster. The body has allowed.
You said that very well, but I want to go even stronger. Everything you said is 100% true. But if you listen to the description of fascism and think about what our president stands for, you will mm-hmm. see that is the epitome of the definition
Absolutely.
Of fascism. Relentless attacks on a free press, including monitoring, intimidating, and slandering journalists. Disrespect for our laws and democratic institutions. Equating oneself with the state itself, saying any disparaging of him or his policies or lawful investigation of him or his henchmen is unpatriotic and an attack on America. Attacks and lies thrust at other parties or those with divergent points of view. Holding rallies with no purpose but to rile people up and promote lies and disunity. Using politics and political political office for self-interest, personal gain, and the enrichment of cronies, condoning torture and police brutality, supporting the massive death of innocents through his policies regarding the NRA, hunting African wildlife, polluting our rivers, streams, and oceans, encouraging racism, bigotry, misogyny, and even violence, and undermining our laws and vilifying our law enforcement agencies to shield his own corruption and treachery. And what he's doing is bringing our country back decades and decades. Only in the last 24 hours, they want to strip transgenders of their rights. Only in the last 20, all things that have gone through the courts that have made people feel safe or better, he is stripping one by one by one. He is plucking those feathers.
Absolutely, Joyce, absolutely. Word for word accurate. Word for word accurate. And I go back to what you said earlier, is why can we not see it? Why can we not see it? Why are we being blind as a nation, as a populace, as citizens of this country? I don't understand that.
That makes two of us. Again, most notably with people that are in our lives. I don't know about you, but I can't even be in relationship with them anymore. I don't return their calls anymore. I just can't deal with it because it's so beyond my reality that they don't get it.
Yeah, and I think that's, again, we've talked about this, that the dysfunction is so deep, it has separated us from our ability to be able to relate. And that, to me, that in of itself is a indication of how severe this is. When you begin to disconnect from other parts of your societal being because you feel they're contaminated or so diverse and converse from where you are, that you stop relating, you stop connecting. And we have reached that stage that it's unbelievable. What I personally am trying to do is start to look at, how do I build bridges? How do I get into conversation? How do I begin to talk about the basics that we can all agree on from the point of view of beliefs and our humanity, and go from there, and then help. Hopefully, they can make, you know, I don't have the answer. All I know is I see us deteriorating as a society, and what can I do to make it a little bit better? So each one of us, I think, have to look at that, and we just can't disconnect ourselves from political process. And that's why, going back to our opening comments, Joyce, is that we have to get out and exercise our vote. If we don't do that, and we've got to get numbers out to the polls. When you look at the numbers of people statistically that got out, and that's a problem. It's problematic that we don't get a not even a majority. I mean, you know, if we get 30%, we get high numbers of people voting. That's horrendous.
Yeah, as I said, I've been glued to the TV watching every race and what the polls were saying. And all I can do is hope and pray for a miracle, because there was a decisive blue wave. Then Kavanaugh shows up, and that divided the country even more. It is so beyond me to take someone on the Supreme Court. Someone like that on the Supreme Court divided the country even more and made all the people that felt sorry for him. They believed the professor, but they felt sorry for him when all those lies were so obvious. Again, I said, I don't get how they don't get it. Thousands of documents that were suppressed that they didn't allow to go public. And then with the FBI investigation, they were allowed to reach four people. Trump, who said, yes, we need the investigation, he put a lid on it, a cap on it. So several people, quite a few people that had the that did know what Kavanaugh was up to. They were personally witness to it. They wouldn't let them speak. They were calling the FBI again and again. The FBI said, "We'll get back to you," and never did. There were at least five or six women like that. So this world, it's just, it's bad enough that what we're dealing with, but what's even worse is all the people who don't get it and are part of the problem instead of seeing a solution to the problem. How we live together in a complex and interdependent world doesn't exist anymore, Bob. So you're saying you're trying to figure out how to have that happen. Well, good luck with that. Let me know when you figure it out.
Well, let me. I'm glad you brought the Kavanaugh situation up. Only in the sense is that, unfortunately, again, we ought to have wise enough people to understand that that was all staged. That was politically staged to be able to have the outcome that it had, and we sacrificed good people. I'm not there to judge one or the other. We know that two people went down in that process, and a woman who had the courage to be able to put herself up in front of the nation to be able to share what had happened, that whole stage should not have even come to the fore. We have means to be able to investigate, to be able that was staged for political reasons, and to be able to play out the disparity that's between these parties. That wasn't the way the system. Matter of fact, we failed at it many years ago. Many years ago, we failed at that process, and we knew that it wouldn't work. But yet, we still went ahead. We still did it. Both parties conspired to be able to make that a public display, to be able to win their point, in the public arena. There's no need for that to have happened. And they say that's democracy. That isn't democracy.
I have to say, maybe I'm prejudiced, but I have to say the Democrats were on the defensive. The whole show was the Republicans. I have to say that. The Democrats were putting their heart and soul into have this man go down instead of go up. So I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at the Trumpets.
Well. Positions. I do look at things systemically. In other words, what is the system doing? What is it creating? And you have to make those adjustments.
I hear you, but I'm just saying. Where it came from, I saw it as defensive.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, but I saw it as defensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah.
I know is the world is getting worse every single day, feather by feather. I'm looking at the 7,000 people walking with aged and infirm and babies to escape a country of tyranny for freedom, and they're going to be greeted with President Trump and federal agents trying to stop them. I don't see people that are there to do bad things. What I see are the little kids and families begging, crying just to be safe. My God, this country. We used to be caring, and I keep saying, I know there's a lot of people that were very anti-Hillary, but I can guarantee you, personal guarantee, we wouldn't be living in a dictatorship, in a fascist society, step by step. It's not that we're on the way there. I do believe we are there. And just from the things that Dr. Barb and I said, what is going on, that is what a fascist regime does.
That's true. It's true. And again, what we don't see and we ought to is what is it as a country that we're doing to be able to deal with some of the ills within the world, and the particular strategy that our administration have put in place predominantly is to attack and to withdraw and to build walls. That isn't how you connect. When you look at what's happening in our trade system, my concern I have too, and I have a lot of friends, and I understand, on the conservative side, is that as long as their bank account is being taken care of and that the stock market's going up, they're okay.
Yes,
they couldn't give
a hoot their message
on what's going on. Yeah, so
that
is absolutely
their message.
Yeah,
on a more positive side, I'd like to share my message, and I'll do that in the words of Beverly Nadler, the message about why you should be listening to this show every day.
Listen to me.
Awesome.
I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. But simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com, and right under my picture on the upper left of the home page, if you simply click the word follow, just by clicking on that, you become one of our loyal listeners that'll know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them, because if you cannot join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can hear any show 24/7 in our archives. And folks, I really appreciate you listening to us today, but we really hope we're making a difference. Stand up, speak up, say something, do something. Every vote counts. Every action counts. I remember when Trump said that I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters. Sounds incredible, but it isn't incredible given the way this administration is going. Maya Angelou said, if somebody says so, shows you who they are, believe them. And he said that pre-election, and people voted for him. That is the country that we're living in today. More and more of that kind of thing, that he can get away, say anything, do anything. Where is his taxes? Is he still under audit? Where are they? Why don't you get it, folks? Why don't you get it?
Well, Joyce, I think I share with you the story of the frog. We talked about a chicken in the beginning of the show, but here, towards we get into it, the end, the frog.
We'll move to a frog.
In biology class, I remember years and years ago, I was told that what happens with a frog, if you put them into a pot and you slowly heat up that pot, you can literally boil that frog before they would jump out. And I'm concerned that any of us are acting like frogs. We're sitting down in the pot and slowly getting boiled and just embroiled in what's happening out there. So that can be us if we ignore what is going on around us socially and politically. And so we need to stay diligent, informed, reflective on our beliefs as a country. country, as a nation, and that's what makes us the beacon in the free world, is that we need to be able to do that. And I'm asking that all of us out there to be able to sort of not be that frog, not be that chicken, but to be able to sort of be vibrant people that use the intellect and the God-given talents we've been to be able to at least participate in this democracy by getting out and voting. So I ask all of us to be able to take the last few days, if we haven't, if we don't have an early ballot, is to make time in our day and to get out there and vote.
I want to recommend some books that perhaps will bring it even more to light, because these are quite respectable people, the authors. My personal favorite is Trump Must Go, The Top 100 Reasons to Dump Trump and One to Keep Him. That is by Bill Press. And I have a book here, and every reason is documented with authenticity, with facts. Every one of the 100 reasons they go to in depth, so there's no mistake in it. And the one reason to keep him, by the way, is Pence, who, when you read about that, he's no innocent bystander either. He's quite frightening in his own right. Bob Woodward, the book on FAIR, Trump in the White House, it's called Fear. Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House, Michael Wood. Trumpocracy, The Corruption of the American Republic, David Frum. And also, this one, she's not on the level of the others I mentioned, but Omarosa Manigault Newman, she has the book Unhinged, an insider's account of the Trump White House. And why that's significant, she was there and a Trump loyalist, and she just saw incident after incident and got to see the real person, the racist and all of that. And she was very loyal to him the year, starting with her stint on The Apprentice, which is what made her so well known. So I am enjoying that book. The two books I'm reading now, and Trump Must Go, The Top 100 Reasons. Folks, when are you going to wake up? When are you going to see the light? We only have 2 weeks till that election. It's the most important election in my time. It should certainly be in your time. Think of the frog. Think of the chicken. Think of a world, a country, a fascism at its helm. Who does Trump admire? We all know the answer to that. North Korea and Russia, and how it's run and their dictators. That's who he likes. Everybody else, it's thumbs down. Everybody else, it's name-calling. From Broadway stars, people we love, journalists. Look at the example he's setting about how it's okay to bully journalists. Playing on the news for 3 days is him showing through his body position how someone slammed someone down on the floor and how he appreciated. That's my kind of man, someone who slammed. He advocates violence and division. Is that the world you want to be living in?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we do have, you know, other role models that we can look at it that have really kind of different personalities. And the different personalities, the reason why I bring them out is because they really, at least they have a heart and soul around the value core of our country, you know. And I think of John McCain, who has just passed on, and reading his book on the importance of the principles of this foundation of this country. David Letterman, who I used to enjoy watching years ago, and of course Johnny Carson and some of those old timers. But recently, David Letterman has interviewed a number of people, and the most recent interview I saw, which is on Netflix, is his interview with President Obama. People who are of Republican persuasion could stand him as a president. However, it's worth listening to an interview, because to see the demeanor of the man, the background of the man, okay, and also what he had come out of from the point of view of the social and racial and civil rights background that is part of that show, part of what took place. It gives us an understanding of what's going on in this nation, in this country, and what can make us great as a country and what makes us great as a country. So I look at that. Another one, Joyce, that you hadn't mentioned but we've talked about is Madeleine Albright's book on fascism, The Warning. And the reason why I mentioned her book is because it gives us a contrast of what's happening on a global sense from the point of view of countries other than our own. We are in a global community. We have to understand what's going on in the world around us and how threatened and threatening the world can be if we aren't attentive to what's happening. So I really think that we need to be able to give ourselves a context to understand, in other words, what is happening in our country today and in the world around us.
And I think you said a couple of weeks ago you were reading another book that you recommended to me. Wasn't there another one that you liked?
Well, there was, which is, for me, kind of it was a difficult read, but very informative. And if I can find my reference here with regards to trying to understand the what was happening in the thinking process in our country today. And let me see if I can find that reference here. It was Jonathan. Okay.
So it's about understanding our thinking rather than being specific as to the Trump presidency.
Correct. Yeah, it was. I was trying to understand why had you see. In my mind is saying, why did that man get there, and what is happening in our society, and you know, it's called The Righteous Mind is the name of the text, and it helped us to understand why. Why I can't talk to some of my friends about this? And explained kind of the thinking and how we have how we become who we are as people from the point of view of the spectrum that we have. You know, the bleeding hearts liberals on the one side and the righteous conservative on the other side. And there's a whole spectrum of us in between that have to live collaboratively and cooperatively together. And The Righteous Mind is a book that helps us to understand what is going on in our psyche.
And the Madeleine Albright book, was it updated enough to include what's going on now?
Oh, yes. Oh, matter of fact, yes. She does really talk about, you know, why it's imperative that we today, with regards to Trump, and what's happening there. Absolutely, absolutely. It's just...
Do you know the name of that one?
It's called... let me give you the one... for the first one, The Righteous Mind by Jonathan Haidt. Haidt is the author there. And the one by Madeleine Albright, is called Fascism...
A warning.
Yes.
Yeah, I just found it. Madeleine,
yeah. Oh,
she's got several books, which I didn't know.
Yeah. Yes.
Madam Secretary, she has a bunch of books, but a warning, as long as she did update it to include what's going on now.
Oh, it is. It is. It's most current.
So what is your strong message, besides get out and vote? What can you say to motivate people to get out and vote? What's your personal message?
Well, to me, I think it's now more than ever, we need to come together to preserve and transform how we live and function together under the rule of law. That is the foundation of our democracy, where all people are created equal under the law. We really have to go back to our roots, to the Constitution, to the beliefs that this country has been founded on, and how diverse people have come together and forged a life together, and as open, you know, I mean, immigrants have made this country over the years, and now we're at a stage that we are. Shunning the essence and roots of this country and how we came together. So I really, you know, think that we need to really go back to our basic moral beliefs, our ethics. It's critical.
You hear the story about the frog sitting in a pool of slowly boiling water. So this is a direct quote from Dr. Bob Rutolo. That can be us as we ignore what is going on around us socially and politically. We need to stay diligent, informed, and reflective of our beliefs as a country and a nation, what has made us a beacon to the free world. Get out and vote wisely. Get your family and friends out to vote. And I did of that. Folks, you can find out more about Dr. Bob if you go to his website, which is quantumperformance.net. Quantumperformance.net, that's his website. He is one of the very few people that I've invited to be a special guest every month. I love having you on the show, Dr. Bob. You're very wise and wonderful, and we can always agree that it's okay to disagree. Backing the Democrats with the Kavanaugh spectacle, so that's fine. But we agree on what's right for America, what's right for our integrity, our morals, that we used to be a country that people looked up to and respected. Now we're the joke of the free world. We are the joke. So, folks, when are you going to take a stand? When are you going to make a difference? Speak up, stand up, say something that'll help someone. If not now, when? And I wrote this to bring home that point. This is for all of you. If not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Folks, if not now, when? Martin Luther King said it best. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And that's what it's all about today. The silence of the Republicans. I'm not even going to say Republican Party because it doesn't exist. There's the Trump Party and the Democrats. But the silence of the Republicans. They're right there, and they are looking the other way, thinking only of themselves, their seat, and period. And they're just turning their backs on everything that means anything to this country. Those are our elected officials, so we need to elect other officials. Folks, thank you for tuning in today. We really do appreciate you. We appreciate our loyal listeners. Bob, what's your final word?
Very simple. Get out and vote.
That was four words, but I'll let that pass. Four words. Get out and vote. Folks, I want to conclude with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And that is my prayer for all of you. We need miracles desperately. We need a brighter world desperately. What is going on today is just going to get worse tomorrow if we turn our backs and don't do anything. I promise you, it'll be like the feathers, it'll be like the frog. So let's end on a positive note. We want you to be happy. Make someone happy today. Go out and do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. And do laugh along with us, sing along with us, and dance along with us despite all that's going on around us. We need to keep our heads up and work together to make for a better world. So enjoy.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.